A crowd of people formed a line outside the office near the Capitol about an hour before the truck arrived. They cheered when the U-Haul bearing the slogan, "We did it for Wisconsin's future," pulled up to the side of the building. Julie Wells of Fort Atkinson helped launch the petition drive. She stood on the back of the truck with dozens of boxes of petitions behind her and outlined the reason she wants to see the governor removed from office.
"He attacked our workers by taking away the right to collectively bargain. He attacked our children by drastically slashing the budget for their schools. He continues to sell Wisconsin to the corporations. We could not just sit back and let this happen. We rose up and came together to fight back. We called recall."
After Wells spoke, a representative from each of Wisconsin's 72 counties carried a box from the truck and into the building. Tamara Wolfgram is carrying a box for Waukesha County, where many people voted for Walker in 2010. She circulated petitions there and says the fruits of her labor have paid off.
"It was such a meaningful campaign for us to do with this recall. I'm actually from Waukesha County, and there was a lot of people who didn't think we could gather as many signatures as we did from Waukesha County, so I'm just proud to represent that county."
Another person in the crowd is Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He says he's amazed at the number of signatures.
I am a little surprised. You know, I mean, I think it's a huge accomplishment. I think that it is a big sign that we got almost as many signatures as Walker got votes in the 2010 election.
Tate oversaw a huge two-month undertaking with thousands of volunteers fanning across the state, collecting signatures to recall Governor Walker and Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. He says besides the 1 million signatures for Walker, more than 800,000 were collected for Clayfish. Only 540,000 are needed for each to force an election. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy will oversee the signature verification process and didn't mince words when he spoke to reporters on Tuesday.
"We have a big job ahead of us. We expect to review close to 2 million signatures that were filed today. I'm confident that we have the people and the equipment in place to get the job done. We've dealt with a large number of recall petitions in 2011, but this is likely 10 times as much work."
Kennedy says it will take several days just to scan the petitions, and they'll be posted on the GAB's website for public viewing. The law requires the review to be done in 31 days, but Kennedy says it will take longer, and the board will go to court soon to seek a delay. Petitions were also submitted on Tuesday to recall four GOP senators, and Kennedy says he wants all elections to be held on the same day. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.